Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Kevin, so this is the 9 quarterback situations that are the worst in the NFL, according to the big league. Now, a lot of people hate the quarterback situation for the Cowboys.
What?
A lot of people think that Dak Prescott is trash. Everybody, you know what? What I love when I hear that is, let's start Cooper Rush. Let's give him a shot. You want to give Cooper Rush a shot when you have a guy that won you 13 games a couple of years? Or he's won, how many games has Dak won now in his career, Kevin?
22.
22 games he's won, and you want to take him off the field? It doesn't make any sense to me. I can understand
he's 22-10.
If he's just garbage, I understand that. But the dude has won games for you, and like single-handedly won games for you. I'm not willing to go put Mike White and Cooper Rush out there. They're backups. But if you think the garbage situation, or it's a garbage situation with Dak Prescott at the helm, then he should be one of these nine.
It's the Bills.
We'll start at number 9.
No, that's too low.
The New York Giants. Eli Manning, Kyle Aletta, Davis Webb, and Alex Tanny are their quarterbacks.
Davis Webb looked good last night, but
I think Saquon Barkley is going to make a huge difference for Eli Manning.
Because he's their Zeke.
But Eli Manning, once there's any pressure on him, the dude is going to lay on the ground. And if he doesn't lay on the ground, he's skipping passes to whoever's running out in the routes.
How much does it hurt that their offensive line sucks, too?
That's a bad thing for them. But they added to it. They bolstered it a little bit this year in the draft. I think they actually got better on the offensive line than they were. But, yeah, it doesn't help whenever
I'll
your quarterback's dropping back
I see it.
And he's scared for his life. Number 8, the Washington Redskins.
Oh, whatever.
And Alex Smith.
The Washington Redskins upgraded at quarterback.
You got Alex Smith, Colt McCoy, and Kevin Hogan. That former Cowboy Kevin Hogan?
I don't think so.
Okay. Chris Hogan, and he's the wide receiver, right? For the Patriots. But yeah, Alex Smith, they say, is on this list of worst quarterback situations.
That's
Kevin.
Dumb. Alex Smith is one of the top 15 quarterbacks in the NFL.
I don't know if I agree with you on that, man. I don't know if I agree with you at all.
Nobody ever does, but then they see him play and they're like, oh, yeah, that's right.
He threw it 5 yards. Number 7.
Nobody had more big plays
last
year than he did.
Hey, we have moved on to number 7, thanks to Tyreek Hill. Chicago Bears, Mitch Trubisky, Chase Daniels, and Tyler Bray. That's one of the worst quarterback situations. Kevin.
Cardinals are going to be on this list, I just realized.
If there's that contingent that hates the Dak Prescott situation thinks that the Cowboys have the worst situation, there's 6 left on this list. Could the Cowboys be in this mix?
No way they're worse off than the Bears.
Mitch Trubisky, you don't think that?
No.
Number 6.
That's Mitchell.
Number 6.
Cardinals.
This team could have gone to the Super Bowl last year.
The Jags.
The Jacksonville Jaguars.
I could see that.
Blake Bortles, Cody Kessler, and Tanner Lee.
They have. I forgot they picked up Cody Kessler. Why is he in the NFL?
Hold on. But Jalen Ramsey told us this dude's fine.
He said that about Bortles. Why is Cody Kessler?
I'm saying their starting quarterback situation's just fine. Otherwise, Jalen Ramsey would have said he was trash. He would have been very honest and said he was
trash.
Right? Or did he just protect his quarterback?
I do feel like Jalen Ramsey was spitting that truth. So I kind of feel like he would have been like, you know what, by the way, I think Bortles sucks too.
See?
Like, that wouldn't surprise me.
That's what
are they going to do, cut him?
He did twist it a little bit by saying, I wish they would have let him take a few more risks.
Is that the closest he could come to saying?
Because I think there's a possibility that if they would have let him take those risks, that then he would have been validated by saying he was trash or not.
I could see that.
Right? He could say if he'd taken those risks, then he would have thrown those interceptions, we'd have a new quarterback. Number 5 on this list, Kevin.
Cardinals.
The Buffalo Bills.
That is too low.
A.J. McCarron.
The Buffalo Bills should be higher. A.J. McCarron just cracked his collarbone,
Nathan
too.
Peterman and Josh Allen.
Nathan Peterman sucks, and I don't know how good Josh Allen's going to be. But, I mean, like, think about it.
I heard Darren Woodson talk about him this morning, Kevin. He said this guy is going to be a star in the NFL.
Okay, I don't ever want to go against Darren Woodson, but let's take a look at your three candidates. A.J. McCarron just cracked his collarbone. Nathan Peterman, he threw five interceptions in one half. And then Josh Allen liberally used the N-word before getting drafted. Like, none of them roll in there with the best resumes.
Yeah, and, I mean, Josh Allen physically has all the tools. I just don't know if he played it enough.
He's not accurate. He's not an accurate passer.
And played enough good football.
Yes.
Like, I know Khalil Mack went to Buffalo, and I was questioning, like, hey, what's
the competition? He had three sacks against Ohio State.
Yeah, that's when you see him against big-time competition, how does he square up? Number four on this list.
Arizona Cardinals.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, take that, Jameis.
Jameis Winston's suspension's a big deal, but Ryan Fitzpatrick, Ryan Griffin, Austin Allen, I don't think Jameis Winston's that great of a quarterback anyway. And I know a lot of people will disagree with me on that, but I would have taken Mariota out of college over Jameis Winston. I thought that you saw Jameis Winston crumble in a big-time game emotionally, and I think sometimes you love the emotion that he has. You love the fact that he'll go out there and he'll passionately lead a team. But I think sometimes his emotions get too much of him, and I don't think he's that accurate. I think he has a big arm, but I don't think he's that accurate. So I don't think that and plus, when you're missing games because you were grabbing people.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think that's a problem, dude. So that's another one right there.
I'm going to say the Colts or the Dolphins. I think the Colts should be on this list. I don't know if they'll make the list, but... Colts, Dolphins, Cardinals. That's my mix right now.
Number
there.
Three on the big lead list of worst NFL quarterback situations. Now, Kevin, there's three left out of these nine.
There's no freaking
Could the Cowboys
way.
Have the worst quarterback situation?
No.
If you're a Cowboys
no.
hater, you've got to
no.
think so, right? Number three is the Denver no. Broncos.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Machine
Whoa, that
Gun Kelly.
That thing's a trash fire.
Case Keenum and Paxton Lynch. Machine Gun Kelly is like on a roll right now.
He's up to the second spot because did you hear what John Elway said about that, by the way? And he goes, well, I mean, we thought he probably deserved a spot with the second teamers. And then Paxton Lynch was like, hey, can somebody tell me why I got demoted? And you're just like, I don't know, because you suck. And in the meantime, Broncos fans started a GoFundMe account to raise the money to offset the cost that it would take for Paxton Lynch. In the meantime, their starter is still Case Keenum. I like Case Keenum, but it's not like he's Drew Brees.
Yeah.
Like, you have a trash.
He benefited from Pat Shurmur
yes,
last year.
You have a trash backup system behind your questionable starter system. I don't know why I didn't think of the Broncos. That's a great selection. Good job, big lead. And if the Cowboys are one of the top two, I'm going to burn this mother to the ground.
There are two left, Kevin.
No way.
Could the Cowboys.
Hold on. Let me think again. Here, who are my ones? All right. I'm going to go with – I wonder if they put the Browns on there. I think that's a mistake. They better not – yeah, the Dolphins is one of mine. The Dolphins is one of them I said. The Dolphins, the Cardinals, they better not dare put the Jets on that list.
You know what's interesting? They don't have the Cardinals on this list, Kevin.
I think that is some bull crap right
number
there.
Two
so they
on
love
the,
Josh Rosen
Number
then?
Two on the nine worst quarterback situations in the NFL is Dak Prescott and the Cowboys quarterback group part of it.
No way.
The Cincinnati Bengals – they don't think anything of Andy Dalton, Matt Barkley, Jeff Driskel, and Logan Woodside.
Jeff Driskel?
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Andy Dalton, has he fallen that far?
I don't think so because I just have kind of accepted that Andy Dalton's just, he's whatever. But doesn't it seem like the Bengals have just accepted that, you know, whatever is fine? Right?
I think they've accepted that with their coach?
I
think they accept that they play in a very tough division. Like, they really do, man. That division's not easy to play.
Well, I mean, you've got the Steelers, you've got the Ravens, who I know people are intrigued to see what they do. And then you can argue that the Browns are one of the most intriguing teams of the season.
And
what's going to happen?
And when the Browns play against those teams, like, they don't take it lightly. So it's not an easy win whenever you play the Browns. But I think it's fascinating. Andy Dalton, his numbers, he was what, he's 0-4 in the playoffs. 16-game season last year, 59.9% of his completions, 3,300 yards, 25 touchdowns, 12 picks. That's a regular mediocre quarterback right there. And I wouldn't have thought that about Andy Dalton before. I always thought he was better than mediocre, but I guess he's not. He's out of the top 10.
All right, so these are the worst 9 quarterback situations in the league. We're up to number 1, so I've been taking a look. I don't think they would have the guts to put the Chargers on there. I don't know what their replacement plan for Romo West is.
It's the best way to get clicks.
I still think there's an outside chance it should be the Colts. I really do. I don't think they're going to go with the Browns, though. I could see that as a viable option. So I think Colts, Browns, but I think it's going to end up being the Dolphins. And I am legitimately surprised that the Cardinals didn't make this list. It's not the Cowboys. If it is
Devin,
the Cowboys, I'm going to break your computer.
At number 1. Worst quarterback situations, according to the Big League.
I think you're trying to get a click from me.
The Dallas Cowboys
are
the number 1 worst situation.
I was about to say, are you freaking kidding?
Ryan Tannehill, Brock Osweiler, David Fales, and Bryce Petty.
Oh, my God, I forgot they got Bryce Petty.
That's right, yeah.
Sorry, that was loud.
Former STP driver, Bryce Petty.
Richard Petty?
Listen,
Kyle.
The Dolphins, and I think... Wasn't it Jalen Ramsey who said, who is he? Who's the Miami quarterback when he was talking about all the trash quarterbacks?
Yeah, so, all right, let's take a look. So let's start with Bryce Petty. And you said Osweiler?
Yeah.
Okay.
Osweiler's awful.
Osweiler's so bad that he got sold for a second-round draft pick, and Cleveland's like, I'll pay $16 million just to get rid of you. Then you have Bryce Petty, who... He got traded after he said he needed to relearn how to throw the football.
Oh, no.
He's a quarterback. I could get it if they're a cornerback who was like, oh, yeah, we wanted to teach him how to throw the football. No.
How to defend the fade.
Yeah, this is your job. And he had to relearn how to throw a football. And then you have Miami who, man, if we're talking about Andy Dalton being the definition of mediocrity, isn't Ryan Tannehill the definition of mediocrity, or is he your definition of subpar?
Yeah, he's below mediocrity for me, and he always has been, but he went high because all of the measurables, right? Like in the draft, that was what happened was they were like, oh my gosh, look at this guy. He's 6'4", he's got a hand this size, he can run a 4.7", you know, like there were all these things about him that looked good, but I was like, but he can't play. I mean, he wasn't good at A&M. Why would you want him to be your starter?
When he went in the top 10, I was like, what?
That's the biggest thing. And you hear Jeff and KT
Josh
and Broadus talk about this all the time. What did you see him do in college that made you think he's better than the measure just because of measurables?
I think he's like, and that's what I think about for Josh Allen. Now, you make a fair point from earlier is that maybe Josh Allen wasn't as accurate as necessary because he didn't have the tools around him needed in terms of the wide receivers. My counterpoint would be he played against inferior opponents then as well, but that sounds like Josh Allen to me. Josh Allen looks like he should be one of the world's greatest quarterbacks. And then you see that he completes 59% of his passes, which always baffles me when you compare him to Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson's completion percentage is like 3 points higher than Josh Allen. And people are like, oh, Lamar's not accurate. And I'm like, oh, he's better than Josh Allen. But you don't think that Lamar Jackson looks like a quarterback should be, you know, deal with that, your own issues because of that. Lamar Jackson had better numbers against better competition. Sounds to me like he'll be the better quarterback, but that's not the world we live in.
So Dak Prescott is not on this list. If you think that Dak Prescott
as he
garbage,
shouldn't be,
then
you're
the big lead says you're at least wrong about, you know, being in the bottom 9.
But let's talk about how the Cardinals should be on the list. Come on.
Okay, yeah. No, well, Rosen still has to prove it. I mean, he was a top pick here. He should have been a top pick. You know, he should have been one of those
top four.
But he still has to prove that he is. I think the Cowboys fans should look at what the Cowboys have, be pretty thankful at the moment, but also waiting, questioning whether or not he's going to be that guy this season, because he has a lot to prove not only to the fan base but to the owner so he can go get a big contract.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.